Proctor Creek. That ripe sewage scent is anaerobia's byproduct. Bacterial mouthfuls packed with saturated leaves, slipped cork, accumulations of deer, rabbit, bluegill, and snail droppings. Dank odor strengthening with stagnation. Since beaver dams block debris all along this tributary, snagging street-side flotsam, litterfall, gas station wrappers. Upstream, last year's sieve stands infested with builders silting their ways into the mix. Once, that gleaming land was Don's, a pasture with tractors out back, willow oaks shading every June. Now it's a gruel of rebar, lumber, aggregate. Fields and creeks are precious things, falling always into the same successions, clogged with weeds or sludge, warehouses or rodential impoundments. The constants careening such systems seem mostly unchangeable, but so does the soul urge of us animals that need to stop flow, fight decay. Isn't it the inherent nature of things to be emptied and filled again? Dawn's land, the river valleys. All trees get chewed into lodges or tracked homes planting some codger's useless meadow, though these identical processes aren't so comparable. Paddling this stream, passing the golf course, that much is clear. So each copied day, I look on our work, snaring myself or burrowing deep into the bone den we make. And when the light at last swims free of its gaps, I'll weave a woody bed of the world, sleepless on what becomes of us.